Okay, excuse me. We're in Parak Vav in Hilchos Chametz Umatza. And now we're going to shift over into basically halachas that have to do with Leil HaSeder. So Parak Vav, the Rambam is going to discuss the particular mitzvah of eating matzah on Pesach night, Leil HaSeder. Then Parak Zayin goes through the structure of the Seder. And then Parak Ches, which ends off Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, actually runs through the order of the Seder. So in Halach Aleph, he says, Mitzvah saseh min haTorah le'echol matzah b'leil chamishasar. So we're all familiar with this. There's a positive commandment from the Torah to eat matzah on the night of the 15th. Shenemar ba'erev tochlu matzah. B'chol makom b'chol zman. So in every place and time. V'lo tala achila zu b'korban ha'pesach, ela zu mitzvah v'nei atzma, u'mitzvah sakol ha'layla. So it's important to emphasize that the eating of the matzah is not tied to the Korban Pesach, because as we know, it's al matzos umorim yochlu. It's not tied to the Korban Pesach, rather it's a separate mitzvah, and the mitzvah is all night. And also it's important to emphasize that the mitzvah is done during the Seder, but it's not tied to the Seder. Meaning, theoretically, if a person made Kiddush and washed and had made a motzi on matzah, the yotzi lechi of matzah. Aval b'shar regal, achilas matzah v'shus, the rest of Pesach, eating matzah is not required. Ratza ochel matzah, ratza ochel orez, odochen oklayos operos. So again, he's not obligated to eat matzah. He can do whatever you want. And that's very similar to Sukkot. The same way by Sukkot, there's a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah the first night. Afterwards, I don't have to eat in the sukkah. It's only if I eat bread. In a similar sense, following Kovei Asuda, in a similar sense here, you don't have to eat matzah any other day other than the first night. But if you want to be Kovei Asuda, you have to use matzah. So only on the 15th at night is there a chiyuv, and once you have a kazayas, you fulfilled your obligation. Okay, halacha beis, bala matzah yatzah, bala mora lo yatzah. So this is a quote from a Gemara. If a person swallows matzah without chewing, he fulfills his obligation. But by maror, if you swallowed it, which you haven't seen the chi of maror yet, but if you swallow maror without chewing it, you do not fulfill your obligation. Bala matzah umara ke'echad. Let's say I rolled up my matzah maror together in a ball, and I consumed it. Yidei matzah yatzah, yidei maror lo yatzah. So then I would be yotzei my matzah and not my maror. Shamar ketfei la matzah, because the maror is considered secondary to the matzah. Karchan besiv v'chuyotzei bo. So let's say, using modern day terms, let's say I put matzah and maror into a pill, a capsule, and I swallowed it. Ubalan af yidei matzah lo yatzah. Even matzah, I wouldn't fulfill my obligation. Okay, lacha gemo. Achal matzah below kavana. So let's say I fulfilled my chi of matzah. I ate the matzah without the intent to fulfill the mitzvah. Kagon shansu goyim olistim leechol yatzah deichovaso. So for example, let's say non-Jews or robbers put a gun to your head and said, "Eat this matzah, or we'll shoot you." And you go ahead and eat the matzah. You're still yotzei your chi. Achal kazayis matzah v'hu nichva be'esh shduso ve'acherchach nisrape chayv leechol achash nisrape. So it's a little bit of a strange halacha, but the halacha is, let's say I'm eating my kazayas matzah, and I basically have some sort of, I become mentally incapacitated, okay? So I have to wait until I recover, and when I heal from the being mentally incapacitated, then I have to eat matzah again. Because when I'm mentally incapacitated, I'm considered like a shoteh. And a shoteh is someone who's pater from mitzvah. So since for that brief period of time when I was mentally incapacitated, I'm considered to be like a shoteh, in that situation, I can say that I did not fulfill my obligation because there was no obligation. And then when I return back to, so to speak, being normal, then my obligation would still be in existence. Halacha dalad, ein adam yotzei dechovas achilas matzah, ela im kein achla me'echad mechamesh zaminin. So we know this. You have to, matzah must be made out of one of the five grains. Shenemar lo socha olav chameit shivasi mitocha olav matzos. Dvar mabon lidei chimutz. Im achla matzah yotzeh b'hen yidei chavaso. Right? Aval shar dvarim could go on orez v'dochen of kitnios ein yotzeh b'hen yidei matzah l'fish emein chameitz. Now this is a bit of a dispute, but the Rama maintains that only the five grains are subject to fermentation. But things like rice and kitnios, they're not subject to fermentation, so therefore, you cannot fulfill your obligation of matzah on those things. even though I could make a cake, so to speak, out of kitnios, it still doesn't mean that they're halachically considered things that are subject to fermentation. Okay, halacha hey, ha'osa isa min achitim u'mina ores. So let's say I go ahead and I make a dough for my matzah, and the dough contains both wheat and rice. Okay, so it's a wheat rice flour. Im yesh batam dagan yotze ba'adicha baso. So as long as I can taste the grain in it, meaning the chitim, I can fulfill my obligation with said matzah. Isas haklovim. Okay, let's say there's dough that's being made for dogs to consume. Bizman sharom ochlem imena. As long as the shepherds, right, would eat that matzah, yotze ba'adicha baso, I can fulfill my obligation with such a matzah. Ein arom ochlem imena. If they wouldn't eat this dough or this substance that you're making, so now the Rambam's slipping in another point. You won't fulfill your obligation because this matzah is lacking shmira, or it's not matzah shmura. Now, matzah shmura means that the matzah, when it's made, is being made l'shem matzah. Okay? So you'll see other cases like this. Matzah shalasha b'mei peros yotzubay dechavasa pesach. So if I made matzah with fruit juice, I would fulfill my obligation, meaning I added fruit juice to the water and then mix that with flour, I would be yotzei mechiyo on Pesach. Ava ein lashon osa b'yayin o shemen o dvash o chala mishum lechem oni kamo shebiyarnu. So if I included in my flour and water, let's say oil, while it's true that I have matzah, it's not lechem oni. It's not poor man's bread. Vim lash v'achol lo yotzei dechavaso. And if I needed it and ate it, I would not fulfill my obligation. Vein yotzin lo b'pas morson v'lo b'pas subin. And you cannot fulfill your obligation of matzah with different types of bran inside it. Aval lashu as a kemach b'subin shelo, but I can knead the flour with its bran uvim morsano. Though so pas v'yotze b'adei chavaso, so there can be some bran mixed in with the flour, but it shouldn't just be bran alone. V'chein pas solas nikiya b'yoser, that's the opposite end. Solas is the fine, very high quality flour that's used, for instance, in the base of mikdash. I'm allowed to use that. That's an important point. So it's still considered lechem oni, even though the quality of the substance itself is superior. It's only if I added something to the dough that it would lose its status as being lechem oni. Hey, halacha vav, echad matzah shenafis betanor be'alfas. So it doesn't matter how I make the matzah. I can use an oven or I can use like a roasting pot. It doesn't matter. Bein shehidbik ba'batzek ve'alfas ve'achachach yirsiach, bein shehirsiach ve'achach hidbik afil afa be'karka, hareze yotzabad e'chavaso. So basically what he's saying is that it doesn't matter if the dough was on there first and then heated up or vice versa, or even if I went ahead and, baked it on the ground. It doesn't matter. No matter how it's done heat-wise, I'm always yotze. V'hu shelo yu chutin shebatzek nimshachem eno be'esha porsa. As long as there are no strands of dough that break when I remove it from the pan. The yotzin berkike hashori v'hu shelo nimuach. I can also fulfill my obligation with a cake of matzah. Rakik comes from the Torah. It's a term used by korbanos. I'm yotze with a matzah cake that is that's soaked in, let's say, another substance, as long as it hasn't dissolved. Right. So again, the matzah has already been made at that point. Aval matzah shebishla. But if I go ahead and take matzah and I cook it, then I will not fulfill my chiyuv b'achilasa sharei ein ba tam pas. Because when I cook matzah in water, what will happen is as it dissolves, it'll lose its tam. And since it's losing its tam, there's no way for me to fulfill my obligation of matzah. Halacha zayin, ein adam yotzei dechovaso b'achilas matzah shiyasura lo. So obviously I can't fulfill my obligation of matzah if the matzah that I'm eating is usur for me to eat. So for example, if it's tevel or if I stole it, these are all situations where its status is usur and I can't be yotzei machiyo. Zeh klal, this is the principle. Kol shemivarchin alav berchas hamatzon, yotzei debay dechavaso. V'chol shemivarchin alav berchas hamatzon, ein yotzei debay dechavaso. Simple principle. If you want to know what you can use to fulfill your obligation of matzah, as long as you would bench on what you eat, you can fulfill your obligation of matzah. Okay, lachachetz hakohanim yotzim b'chala v'truma af bi shehi matzah she'in eruy l'chol adam. That is also an interesting point. So let's say you're mafresh chala and you give it to a kohen, right? And now the kohen makes matzah out of it. So now the thing is that he's still Yotze. What was the Havamina? Because you would think that since the matzah can only be eaten by Kohanim and not a regular Yisrael, maybe that restriction means that there's some status of Isser in the matzah. Kamash Malan, the Rambam explains, that's not the case. V'chein Yotzen b'matzah shal Maaser Sheni b'Yerushalayim. Same status with Maaser Sheni, which has been redeemed in Yerushalayim. Again, it's only mutter, it's not mutter to, it's mutter to a few people, but not to everyone. Ava'ein Yotzen b'matzah shal Bikurim, afilu b'Yerushalayim. But when it comes to Bikurim, if I made matzah from Bikurim, then I would not be able to fulfill my obligation. Why? Neisha Bikurim ain lahem heter b'kola moshavos. Because Bikurim are not permitted, what do you call it, everywhere in Eretz Yisrael. Okay? There's a limitation to where they're permitted. U'maiser sheni, efshar sheyiftev yocha b'chol makom. But by maiser sheni, once I redeem it, I can eat it anywhere I want to. Because it says in the Torah, v'chasu b'chol moshavos eichem, tochlu matzos. Since it says in the Torah, you should eat the matzah anywhere in where you live. Matzah haru'i le'achal b'chol moshavos hi, sheyotzen b'adei chobo. So it has to be matzah that I'm allowed to eat in any city, anywhere around the world. If there's a restriction in makom, that's considered an isser that would prevent me from being yotzei my chi of matzah. Along the same lines in halacha tes, chalos toda ur kike nazir. So chalos toda are the loaves, some of the loaves that are brought with the korban toda are matzah loaves, and ur kike nazir are cakes of matzah that the nazir would bring. She also osam la'atzmo, okay, now if he makes it for his own personal usage, en yotzei bahen, because it says, shenemar ushmatem es ha-matzos, matzah ha-mishtameres le'inyan matzah bilvad, he sheyotzen ba. So only matzah that was watched, so to speak, for the purpose of matzah itself, that's where you yotze. Aval zu mishtameres le'inyan ha-zevach. But this isn't being watched for the sake of being fulfilling the mitzvah of matzah, it's being watched for the purpose of korban. Vim asan limkor bashuk. Now let's say a person makes a batch of matzah to sell in the marketplace, and he wants to eat one of them to fulfill his obligation. Hareze yotze b'idei chavaso. Why did he fulfill his obligation? She'ose limkor bashuk daito she'im lo yimachru yochol osan v'nimsa b'shas as yosan shomron l'shem matzah. It's a very interesting idea. What the Rambam is explaining is that when I make a batch to sell in the shuk, so I know in my das when I make that batch is that if there was any left over, I would eat it. So in the time of making of the matzah, there was some intention, it wasn't exclusive, but there was some kavana that this matzah would be consumed, l'shem mitzvah, that's why the person could be yotzei his chiyuv. Halacha yud, okay. Hakol chayavim v'achilas matzah, so as we know, everyone is chayav in eating matzah, afilu nashim v'adam, even women and servants. Katan sheyochol le'echol pas mechanchen oso b'mitzvos, u'machlin oso kizayis matzah. So once a katan can eat bread, you teach the katan to eat matzah. Chole ozaken sheinu yochol le'echol. Okay, let's say a chole, someone who's sick or someone who's old and they can't eat matzah the way it is. Shorin lo rokik b'mayim, so you can soften it up the matzah in water. U'machilin oso v'hushlo nimuach, and you can feed it to him as long as the hard cake of matzah doesn't dissolve in the water. So then it'll be permitted. So basically, you can soften it up a little more to feed someone's chol or zaken. Halacha yud aleph. Now it's interesting. The Rambam brings this in here, and this also demonstrates how this is not intrinsically tied to the seder. Now, before everyone jumps on me and says, isn't it a maftir and achar pesach afikoman? He's referring to the afikoman here. Yes, he is. You'll see how he brings it in later on. But for now, he's explaining that there's a derabanan. Chazal came along and said that you're not allowed to consume anything after you consume matzah. Afilu klayos ve'goz and mikotzaban, even nuts, any desserts, etc. Ela afapi sha'achal matzah. So even if you did as follows, you ate matzah, and let's say you ate afterwards fruits, you have to go back again and eat the matzah and then stop eating. So that's a derabanan. Of course, we know how this ties into the Seder, but for now, that's what the Rambam says. Matzah should be the last thing you consume on the 15th of Nisan. And finally, this parak, Halach Yud Beis, we're all familiar with this. You're not allowed to eat matzah on the 14th of Nisan. So there's some type of distinction right, that you're going to be eating it at Leil Seder. Literally what that means is that, it just shows you how far Chazal can go. If someone consumes matzah in Erev Pesach and they get busted for it, we go ahead and give them rabbinic lashes until they die. That's how serious they take the offense of eating matzah on Erev Pesach. And a person also is not allowed to eat on Pesach slightly before the Zman of Mincha. Why? As we all know, because you need to go into the eating of the matzah on Leil Seder, or at least when Pesach starts, with an appetite. But you could also eat fruits and vegetables, don't get full from them. And the great Chachamim, they would actually starve themselves in Erev Pesach, so they can eat matzah with a certain type of appetite. View mitzvos chavivin olav, and this way the mitzvos would be were dear to them. Aval b'shar arba yom tovim ochav olachat shtechsha. But other erev yom tov, you're allowed to go ahead and eat until nightfall. Okay, so that ends Perek Vav. Now Perek Zayin, the Rambam now is going to begin the Seder, but really basically the various mitzvos and themes of the night. So again, this will be very familiar. Halacha Aleph, mitzvah saseh shel Torah, l'saper b'nisim v'niflo, shenasu l'avosteinu b'mitzrayim, b'leil chamishah asar b'nisan. So we saw it in the Koseres. There's a positive commandment on the night of Pesach to discuss, to tell about the miracles and wonders that God did to our forefathers in Egypt on the 15th of Nisan. Okay, that is the mitzvah. Shenemar, zachor es yom hazeh asher yetzasem b'mitzrayim. Recall the day you left Mitzrayim. K'mo shenemar, zachor es yom hashabbos. How do you know it's on the 15th? Tamo lomar, v'gatel bincha b'yomahu lemor. Ba'avur zeh, what's ba'avur zeh? B'shah, sheyesh matzah umor munach l'vanecha. So it's at the time when the matzah umor is in front of you. V'af apish ein lo bein, even if you don't have a child. Afilu chachamim gedolim, chayovim l'saper b'tzias Mitzrayim. Even if you're a great chacham, you must tell the story of the Exodus. V'kol marech b'dvarim she'iru v'shahayu harezeh meshubach. And whoever elaborates and expands on talking about the various events that took place, they are praised. Okay. Now, of course, what the Rambam's applying is that, which we'll get to the Haggadah is a guidebook. Certainly it's a guidebook, but it's not all a person should do. In many ways, the Haggadah should be like a stepping stone. It should be something that you use to engage in more deeper discussion about Pesach. Halacha Beis, mitzvah lehodiyah labanim. So it's a mitzvah to teach, to tell your children, v'afilu shalu, even if they don't ask, shenemar v'hi gadol vincha. So the obligation is on the parent to tell the child. L'fi daitel shobein aviv milamda, right? So, and every a parent should teach their kid based on the level that their kid is on. Ketzad, ima ya katan otipesh. So if he's, let's say he's young or not so intelligent, omerlo b'ni kulanu hayinu avadim. Right, so you tell him, listen, my son, we were all slaves. Kamo shifchazu, like this maidservant. O kamo eved zeh, or like this servant. B'mitzrayim. Uvalayla zeh, pado osan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yotzeinu l'cheiros. But on this night, God redeemed us and took us out and made us free. V'mayah bein gadol v'chacham, but if he's older and wise, modiyo mashi'ir lanu b'mitzrayim, v'nisim shenasu lanu, adi moshe benu, akol fi daito shabein. So the story can become more complex when it comes to a child who's older and wiser. So basically what the Rambam's saying is that a parent must tailor the story and insofar as the complexities, not just the facts, but also the philosophical implications, depending on the age and level of intellect of your child. So you must do something different on Pesach night. So the kids will see and they'll ask, the Yomru, Manishana Laila Zem, we call Lelos. So they'll ask, and then he will answer they will ask and say, Manishana Laila Zem, we call Lelos. What makes this night different all the nights? Ad she yashiv lahem, until he answers, the parent answers, the Yomer lahem kachlach irav kachlach haya. So you say, oh, this and this occurred, and this took place. Okay? So again, that's always one of those misconceptions. The Manishana. It's the manishtana is the question asked by the child, which hopefully should be spontaneous, but everything after that is really the answer from the parent. V'ketzad mishaneh. So what do you, how do you make things different? Mechalek lahem klayos ve'gozim. Right. One thing you do is you give like candies, when you use modern day terms, to the kids. The okrim ashulcha melifneim. You take the table. Now this is referring to small tables they would eat on. You take the table away from them. Kodim sheyochlu, before they start eating. The chodfin matzah zemiat ze. And then there's a whole question what this means. But basically, you grab the matzah away from them. So these are all different pieces of advice, but the point is, you have to make things interesting. You got to change it up. Ein lo bein, ishto sholaso. So if a man doesn't have a son, his wife asks. Ein lo isha sholen zezeh. If he has no wife, they ask each other. Mani shana laila zeh. Vafilo hayu kulon chachamim. Right? Even if everyone's wise. Hayu levado, let's say he's having a seder alone. Shoal atzmo man nishtana halayla zeh. So there's still an obligation to say this, even if you're doing this by yourself. Okay, halacha dalad, v'tzarech lahaskel b'gnosu l'sayim b'shevach. So at the Leil Seder, you begin with the degrading, bad part of our history, and then you finish off with praise to God. Ketzad, maskil u'mesaper shebetchila hayu v'seinu b'mei terach m'lefanov kofrim b'ton achar hevel the rofin achar v'odazara. So this is the Rambam channeling his conception of what it called of the importance of the right philosophy in Judaism, that our forefathers in the times of Terach were kofrim, were heretics, right? And they ran after nonsense and they chased after avodah zarah. U'mesayim b'das emes, and we end off with the truth, right? With the true ideology, which is shekiravnu hamakom lo, that God brought us closer to Him. V'hivdilanu minatoim v'kiravnu liyichudo. Right, and He separated us from what He called from the people who made the basically the non-Jews, right? And now we're close to His oneness. V'chei maskel modia. We also have another gnus l'shevach, where we begin and talk about that shavadu mani lefar b'mitzrayim. We were slaves in Egypt. V'chol hara shekamalnu, and all the evil that befell us. V'mesayim benisim v'niflau shenasano v'chei rosenu, and we end off with all the miracles and wonders that happened to us in our freedom. V'hu sheyidrosh me'arami oved avi. As we know, this comes about through the working out the drasha of arami oved avi. Ad yikmor kol parsha, until you finish that section. The kol mosif marech bedrush parsha zu harezem mishubach. And anyone who adds to this the drasha of this pasuk, again, is praiseworthy, because it means you're giving more depth to the story. Okay, halacha hey, kol mi. Okay, there's another famous idea, which is from the Mishnah. Kol mi shelo amar shlosh dvarim elu b'leil chamishasar lo yasa dechavaso. So, with all the Rambam spoke about, ultimately it boils down to these three things. If you don't mention these three things on Pesach night, you do not fulfill your obligation. Of course, the whole question is, which obligation? Okay, the Elohein, and these are them. Pesach Matzah Mara, okay? And it's not just enough to say Pesach Matzah Mara, but rather, Pesach Al Shem Shepasach HaMakom Baruch Hu Abate V'Sin HaMitzrayim. So Pesach, and you explain what God did for us with Pesach. Shenemar V'Amartem Zevach Pesach Hulashem. Merorim, mentioned a maror, al shem shemaro amitzrim es chayvasim mitzrayim. As we all know, our lives are bitter in Egypt. Matzah, al shem shenigalu, matzah refers to our redemption. Udvarim ha'elu, these things, kulon hein hanikran haggadah. These statements here, all right, are all referred to the Haggadah. Okay, so when you talk about the Haggadah is that which takes these three items and expands on them. So everything from the Haggadah, so to speak, comes from these three things. Okay, halacha vav, b'chol dovador chayev adam laharos etz atzmo. So that's always the famous gears from the Rambam, not liros, but laharos. So in every generation, a person is obligated to, let's say, look at himself or present himself, ki'ilu hu ba'atzmo, yotza ata meshiba mitzrayim, as if he himself, was part of the exodus from, Egypt. Shedemar, ve'osano hotzi misham. Right, the al davar zet yivak kadosh baruch hu b'torah, and on this matter God commanded the Torah. V'zocharta, that you have to remember, ki eved ha'isa kolomar ilu ki ilu atam atzmel ha'isa eved v'yotzasa l'chirus v'niftisa. So you have to consider as if you were an eved in Mitzrayim, and that God took you out and redeemed you on this night. Halacha zayin lefikach. Therefore, because of that, because of the chol dovador chayiv adam laharos et atzmo, because of that, this and there's how do you relive? How do you express the reality that you went ahead and went through this process of Exodus? Not by dressing up, rather, Haseba, is what the Rambam holds is the demonstration of this transition from Avdus L'Chairus. Meaning, when you eat, anytime you eat on this on Seder night, right, and this is also unique to the Rambam's position, every time that you eat, you always eat leaning. The kol echav echav bein anashim, bein nashim chayv lishtos b'layla ze arba kosher shel yayin. Now that he's in the theme of Chairus, he moves now to the fact that there's a universal obligation to drink 4 cups of wine. Ein poschim mehen, you can't do less than that. Even someone poor cannot drink less than 4 kosos, and shir kol kos mehen revius, and the shir of each kos is the revius. Now the Rambam adds, halacha ches, afilu ani shebi Yisrael, even a poor person, lo yocha achi yisav, he can only eat with haseba. Isha ena tzricha haseba, but a woman does not require haseba. Vim isha chashuva, he tzricha haseba. But if she's an important person, an important woman, then she's chayav to do haseba. Uven eitzel aviv, that shamash v'fnei rabo, tzricha haseba. And a son who's eating by his father, or shamash in front of his master, he must also do haseba. Aval tamav v'fnei rabo, but a student in front of his rebbe, eino mesaf, he does not do haseba. Ela imken nason lo rabo rishus. Only if his rebbe gave him rishus to do haseba. The hasebas yamin, eino haseba. Leaning on your right is not considered haseba. V'chein ha-mesav al arpo or al panav ein zo haseba. And also on your back on your stomach, that's also not considered haseba. V'masai tzvichan haseba. When are you chayef to do haseba? B'shas achilas kezayis matzah uvishtias arba kosos elu. So the mitzvah, right, the chiyev haseba takes place by eating matzah and drinking the 4 kosos. Ushar achilaso shizyaso, but all other eating or drinking, im hesav, if he did haseba, harezim eshubach, vimlav enotzarech, right? And if he didn't, you're not chayiv to. It's also interesting to note that the Rambam says all other eating, which might even include maror as well. Okay.